I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Dirtbag Baseball Talk podcast here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Nolan in the studio as always, and great to be back with you, Dirtbag Nation. Hopefully you've had a dirty week and all kinds of great things going on in wherever you're playing baseball, softball, wherever you are in the world. So we're excited about getting going with this episode as always, and just so many things to talk about, obviously, that's been happening in the MLB over the last week. And just constantly remembering that every game you play, watch, attend live has the potential to be unforgettable. And finally, we're going to be answering those questions that you all send in to us on the curtain call segment of the show. So, but before we get going with it, we do want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, the team over at Team Avenue Baseball and the team over at Your Credit Pulse. Two great companies, and can't thank them enough for being a part of us and helping us along with this journey. And you definitely want to do make sure you check them out. So that's Team Avenue Baseball. You can find them at teamavenuebaseball.com and Your Credit Pulse at yourcreditpulse.com. Okay. So thank you very much for them, and we're excited about it. And definitely. Also, before we get going with the show, you know what? You can find your favorite Dirtbag swag at www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. I just created and added in some leggings and activewear this week for all you Dirtbags that want to, hey, check it out, see if you like it. And as always, the hats are there, the T-shirts are there, the hoodies are there, and hey, college playbook as well for any of you high school student athletes out there and your parents that are looking at going through the college recruiting process. So get your hands on it, help you step-by-step guide. And that's what it's all about. That's why it was created. And we're only charging $4.99 because we want every single one of you to get your hands on it and have access to it. So make no mistake about it. That's what it's all about. And as always, we thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. So before we come back after the break or whatever, and I get hold of that favorite drink, get those earphones in if that's how you like to listen to us, get in that comfy chair and get ready to sit back and, hey, get after it with a great episode. So Nolan and I will be back here in a second right after these moment breaks. And we're looking forward to getting after it and getting dirty.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care tip of the day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local Steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Welcome back, Dirtbag Nation, and time to get after it. Nolan, where do we start, man? What a great last week from the history. I'm not going to step on your toes. You shoot away with the highlights, man. Let it roll.
So, obviously, we got Miguel Cabrera joining the 3,500 club. 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, that is. It's an exclusive club of only 7 members. Last player to do it, obviously, Albert Pujols. Miggy Cabrera, second among the active players for home runs and hits, obviously trailing Albert Pujols again. But, I mean, still, hell of a career so far to this point. We got Clayton Kershaw. He's knocking on the door for 3,000 career strikeouts. Walker Buehler throws his first career complete game shutout. Byron Buxton, I mean, hitting the longest walk-off home run, in MLB history with a 469-foot bomb. You got Bo Bichette. He's starting to heat up a little bit offensively. He hits his first career grand slam. I mean, it was a good week all around. Like, and then obviously, I mean, you get some of the lowlights out there. Like, unfortunately, Tim Anderson flipping off the fans. You get the Yankees fans throwing stuff at the Cleveland Guardians players out in the outfield after they walked off on them. Like, those aren't great to see for baseball, but I mean, I guess it is what it is, heat of the moment stuff. But yeah, the Yankees fans throwing stuff at the Cleveland Guardians, I wasn't too impressed with that. What about you, Kirk?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the bottom line is it's really quick. Yeah, I'm a Yankees fan. I'm a baseball fan, obviously, and stuff like that. But I mean, I grew up on the Yankees, so I love them. But that, no place. To me, watching that went way beyond supporting your team and having a dislike for another team. That's right into the hatred. That was like hatred. To do that type of stuff is so far beyond even negotiable. I don't even know. I can't even use a word on it right now. For Rob Manfred and baseball, they should do the video research on that guy or those people or whatever in that and say, you will never come again, and make sure the Steinbrenners understand it. Because to me, that's going into a hatred world. And yeah, it was just uncalled for. So, but I'm not going to dwell any more on that. I want to get back to your Miggy talk, Nolan. What a great day. He hits his 3,000th. Stanny, no. And of all people, what, two batters later, whatever it is, the guy that's replacing him at first base, taking over the gauntlet for him or whatever. And that Detroit Tigers hopeful next generation player or whatever. And that Spencer Torkelson goes yard with a 3-run knock to knock him in as well. So pretty cool moment, eh?
Yeah, it was one of those moments where as a fan, you're watching it and you're really happy to see everything go the way that it did. Like obviously Miggy had his whole family there. The whole family came on the field. They celebrated with him and everything. And that was a real good moment to see. Obviously he gets the curtain call after Torkelson hits the home run, just so the fans can celebrate him. And then during the inning, they do the video montage of a few other members of the 3000 hit club, just welcoming him into the club. And like, it was just, it was a great moment. And then all of a sudden, yeah, like you're thinking about it and you're like, yeah, the next supposed face of the franchise and Spencer Torkelson, the man that's taken the torch from Miggy Cabrera, who Miggy Cabrera has basically talked about since they drafted him. He hits the 3-run home run to knock him in. And it was just a great moment. I mean, obviously it's the end of one Hall of Fame career and the beginning of hopefully another Hall of Fame career for Detroit Tigers fans.
Yeah, I mean, exactly right. And you go back to Miggy and every one of them that's in that 3,000 hit club. And then, of course, you go to the 500 home run club with that combination. But, you know, how do you even put a career like that in perspective? I was trying to think about it this week. And you're talking about thousands of players, not hundreds of players, that have come and gone in that career of Miggy in this case, but every single one of those 3,000 plus hit clubs, thousands of players that have come and gone their whole careers. And some of them have had great careers within the length of a single career for these players. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, thousands and thousands of players have come through the MLB. Tons of players have had great careers. I mean, even like you think about it like this way, all right? So you got Barry Bonds, greatest hitter of all time. Probably, I'd say most people would agree on that statement. He's not a part of that 3,500 club. Pete Rose, greatest pure contact hitter, I guess, if you want to call it that. He has the most hits of all time. Didn't join the 500 home run club. Like, the fact that there's only 7 members of that club, very exclusive. There's only 33 members of the 3,000 hit club. Once again, very exclusive. Like, it's an insane feat, and I mean, I don't know, I really don't know if there's another player out there that is going to get to the 3,000 hit club. Like, it's the same boat as those pitchers getting to, I mean, the 3,500 strikeouts. Like, 3,000, I don't know how many more pitchers we're going to see reach 3,000 strikeouts just because pitchers aren't throwing as many innings. I get it. They're still racking up the crazy strikeouts like they are. But no one's really going that 6-7 innings to give you the longevity in order to reach the 3,000 strikeout club. So even that one's going to be tough. But, yeah, I mean, the 3,000 hit club, it's one of those things where it's just an amazing career and you got to stay healthy.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, right? Like the way the modern swinger hitter swings, they're going for yard. They're going for hard contact, extra base hits. They're not going for those singles that you need to pile up. You need to rack up a whole bunch of singles or team hits, if you want to think about it that way, right? Like team hits. And it's just a different culture right now. So the 3,000 strikeouts, yeah, possibly, I guess. Again, you have to have luck and health and everything go with it. There's no question about it. And you got to be the right type of pitcher that has that type of makeup that you're going to get there. But you're right. Like a 1,000 club hitter, I don't know. Boy, that took a special hitter to begin with. But you've got to be that much more team-oriented. And I don't care how much time they sit in front of the cameras and say, yeah, it's all about the team. It's all about the team. Well, sure it is. But it's all about padding your own stats, too, so you get the big contracts and put the money in the bank, as they say. So, yeah, that's a great call. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But I do know, back to your Kershaw comment, though, that at least he gets a chance with 4Ks this weekend against, of all teams, ironically enough, the Detroit Tigers. Next time out, he's against them, 4Ks, and he gets passed on Sutton, right? So, you know, hats off him too. Credit. I mean, we've talked about it many times here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk, and the injuries he's got and the nagging type of injuries. And it seems like every year and you lose COVID season, and yet at the end of the day, his numbers are going to be there, right? His numbers are going to be there. So hats off to him, man. Like, credit to both him and Miggy. Like, just fantastic to see those things happening. And like we said, right? Like, hopefully the Spencer Torkelsons are taking those types of moments in. And I know he is with Miggy, and he builds a great career off of it himself. Those young Walker Buehlers, maybe Julio Urias out there with the Dodgers, hopefully they can do the same thing with a Kershaw, right? Be able to build off of that and really talk to them and enjoy the experience they've had with them. But what do you say? What do you say?
Yeah, like, the only thing that you'd love to see is the manager's perspective on that whole thing. Being a manager there and you get to watch these guys day in, day out. Being, obviously, Dave Roberts for the past 7 years with the Dodgers, and A.J. Hinch, I mean, he hasn't been there as long with the Tigers, but obviously you had Gardenhire, you had Jimmy Leland for a while. Like, guys like that, you'd love to see what their careers were like when they were younger and how they've evolved over time and everything. And, I mean, same thing with Don Mattingly, with Clayton Kershaw, obviously, as well as Dave Roberts. Guys that were there for a while and got to see those guys really entering their prime and get to see them fully evolve into the players that we've all seen them become for their Hall of Fame careers.
Absolutely, man. There's no question about it. So you can talk on and on. There's no end to those types of stories for sure. So, but we do have to take a break, Dirtbags. And when we come back after the break, we're going to get talking about the Byron Buxtons, the Jeremy Peñas, the Wander Francos, the Kevin Kiermaiers. So, hey, we're going to be right back here after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And like we were saying before the break, you know, what a week. What a week. So let's keep building off. But before the break, we were talking about Miggy, the Clayton Kershaws, the Yankees fans. And hey, let's keep it rolling, Nolan. We got Byron Buxton. Hits the farthest walk-off home run on record at 469 feet in the 10th inning. Talks the White Sox of all people. What do you think about that one?
Rocco Baldelli said right now he's the best player on the planet.
I got to agree, man. What do you think?
So it was funny. So my brother comes home. He's out in Alberta. Comes home this past weekend. We get talking about it, and I said to him the exact same thing. I said, hands down, if Byron Buxton could stay healthy, he'd be the best player in baseball. In terms of what that dude can do on a baseball field, he is a lighter Mike Trout, but faster and can still steal bases. Like, Mike Trout obviously can still steal bases, but I'm just saying Mike Trout isn't that 40-40 prediction guy anymore. Like, Mike Trout is basically a 40-15 if he can stay healthy for an entire season.
Yeah,
where Byron Buxton,
crazy, right?
Byron Buxton, you can pencil him in if he can stay healthy for an entire season as a legitimate chance year in, year out as a 40-40 guy. And I don't know when the time would come where he wouldn't be a 40-40 guy. Because you watch that dude play baseball, his bat speed is incredible. The power off his bat is second to none. Like, his speed, the defensive plays that he makes, everything about the guy. Like, when you're looking at a five-tool player, it's literally Byron Buxton. And it is tough to argue with Rocco Baldelli and the fact that, yeah, he is probably the best player on the planet right now.
Well, it's crazy, right? We talked about it 2 weeks here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk, you know, about what goes into a successful season, right? And we talked about the athleticism, the luck component. Well, every one of you listeners out there, you know of Byron Buxton. He just hasn't had any luck at all. He's on the field, and he'll roll off, what, a half a dozen home runs and maybe a .335 batting average and 3 stolen bases and remind you of Superman back in the day or whatever out in center field crashing into walls and all of a sudden, boom, he's gone. So, you know, that luck component, here's one guy that's rooting for him to stay lucky and stay healthy the rest of the season. And I'm sure there's a lot more of you out there listening. They're in the same boat as Nolan and myself. But absolutely, absolutely. Like, how do you, when you just watch the pureness of what he's capable of doing, like you said, Nolan, it is fun. It is exciting. He's a guy that you go to the ballpark to watch, right?
Oh, absolutely. Him and, I mean, the good thing is, too, like Carlos Correa, you see him today. He says, oh, yeah, I could see myself staying long term. Why would he want to stay long-term in Minnesota if not for the fact that he gets to play with probably the best player on the planet right now? Like, that's the type of effect that Byron Buxton should have. It's the same as what Mike Trout should have. Unfortunately, they just don't play in the best market, so that's why players don't want to necessarily go to these locations. But at the end of the day, it's like, man, if I got to play with a talent like Byron Buxton, I am immediately a better player. If I get to play with a Mike Trout, I'm immediately a better player. Same thing. I mean, you hear the Cardinals players saying, like, Albert Pujols, he comes into that locker room, I immediately become a better player because I get to pick his brain. I get to sit with Albert Pujols. Like, that's the type of effect that these otherworldly athletes have on, well, basically other athletes. Like,
other athletes, whole franchise, right?
Yeah.
For sure. So, interesting. You brought up Carlos Correa and stuff like that. Let's talk about his replacement down there in Houston with Jeremy Pena. You know what? The Astros are struggling right now. Let's be honest, right? They haven't been able to get anything working in the right direction. But you know what? Big walk off there last Sunday against the Blue Jays, and they needed it. But two-run walk-off, 425 feet in the 10th inning off of Jordan Romano, who's been, you know, pretty much lights out before that blemish on his record. They needed it. But, you know, that kid looks pretty good, right? He's not gonna be too long. I don't know if he ever gets to, you know, Carlos Correa altitude, if you will, down in Houston, but he's a pretty good-looking young player.
I was going to say, he's not – it's way too early to tell if the guy is going to be your franchise shortstop or not, but the start that he's had to the season, he's at least given Houston fans hope that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Because you can't lose a guy like Carlos Correa and not have a replacement option available.
100%. Like Didi replacing Jeter in Yankees there for a while, right? Like,
yeah.
But Didi wasn't a rookie. So this guy's a rookie, and you're right. Like, he's right there. Looks good, looks composed. You know, he had a blemish. He had an error there on Saturday that, you know what, hurt him a little bit or whatever and that, but he's going to have that. We all know a rookie, but I'll tell you what, I like that kid. I like that kid. So let's swing around over to Tampa, man. Now, kid that we all, I'm assuming we all have to love, but Wander Franco. Boy, that guy, I'll tell you what, if you haven't been watching them, you need to start watching them, Dirtbags, because that guy from both sides of the plate, what a foundation he has in his swing. You can see now, being in the MLB and getting a chance to see him all the time, what scouts have talked about to us for so long, and the fact that this is a kid that's going to be there a long time. And you go back to that 3,000 hits, Nolan, and this might be a kid that if they pitch to him, he's got a chance because he can control the zone. He's 20 years old.
Well, I don't know. Did you see what Rich Hill said there on Monday?
No.
20 years, 25 years. Whenever his career is done, he's already got the plaque in Cooperstown.
Wow.
Saying that Rich Hill, 44 years old, Rich Hill, who's seen it all. The guy's been in the MLB for 20 years almost now. Been professional baseball player for 26 years. He's seen everything. He's seen all the players. So, I mean, when a guy like that says, hey, this guy in 20, 25 years, whenever his career is done, he's already got the plaque up. You take notice.
Yeah.
You take notice. And, I mean, like you said, his foundation, his defense, I mean, they were already joking about it, saying that he was Ozzie Smith defensively, which – that's a stretch. There's few people that are Ozzie Smith. Like, you can't be comparing a rookie, second year guy, sorry, to the Wizard of Oz. Like, the man won 15 gold gloves. You can't be giving him that type of respect yet. But
he looks
legit.
Big time. Just so mature for his age. There's no question. So,
were you going to say if he starts running out on the field and does the flip like Ozzie?
Exactly what I was going to say. Exactly. If he gets the backflip like Ozzie, well, hey, you know what? I would hope he wouldn't, and I can't see him doing it because there's only one Wizard of Oz, and that belongs in St. Louis, that little move right there. So, but let's go ahead and stay in Tampa too and stuff like that with those Tampa Bay, you know, pitchers, multi-pitchers throwing a 9-inning no-hit. And you got Kevin Kiermaier hitting a walk-off home run in the 10th again or whatever and that, or the 9th. And, you know, what a crazy story. What a crazy story. And I guess the bottom line is what we're talking about with all these people are these are people that you pay to go to the park. But the other great thing about baseball that I want you to be aware of is we forget that every chance we get to play it or watch it or see it live, we just don't know what's going to happen in the game. We don't know what's going to happen in the game. All I know is if your team gets more outs than their team, you get to win, right? And if you don't get more outs, you lose. It's as simple as that. But, man. Like, how does that one, how do you even predict that one, Nolan? yeah, the team's going to throw nine innings of no hit baseball or whatever, and that, and our center fielder's going to hit a walk off to win it.
Yeah, so I mean, goes the nine innings. First batter comes up in the 10th inning for the Red Sox. They were down in Tampa Bay. Hits a ball down the right field line. Brett Phillips, oh, screaming at him to get it. Just out of his reach, all of a sudden falls in. Now all of a sudden it's 2-0 Boston after they hit a single later in the inning. Tampa Bay comes up. They're down 2-0. Guy on third base. Trevor Story makes an error at second base to keep Tampa Bay in the game. Who was it? Taylor Walls. Taylor Walls hit the ball to Trevor Story. So he gets a reach on an error, makes it a 2-1 game, and then, yeah, like two or three pitches later, Kevin Kiermaier hits a walk-off bomb to make it a 3-2 game. So the Rays go from throwing a no-hitter through nine innings to should have lost the game to all of a sudden hitting a walk-off home run.
That's what I'm saying,
like,
right?
It was one of those crazy cool games where you're like, man, how the heck did this just happen? Like, what did we just watch? We go from watching almost history to watching our team lose to all of a sudden, oh, yeah, we won the game, walk-off home run by the oldest tenured player on the Rays. Craziness.
Just another part of what makes this game so beautiful and so fun to be a part of. I mean, again, I think we've said it before, but if we haven't, get away from negative people. Be in a positive place, man, no matter whether your team's winning or losing or whatever and stuff like that. And just enjoy the moment that you're in. Enjoy the opportunity that, you, like you said, you get to play it maybe, you get to watch it, or you get to be at a live game. Because you just don't know what's going to happen until it's all said and done. And that's what makes it so beautiful for us, man. It really does. So we're going to be right back here after the break. We're going to be going ahead and answering your curtain call questions. And again, as always, we thank you for sending them in to us. And we're excited. We got another boatload of great questions again today. So it's awesome that you send them to us. So again, get that drink, take that bathroom break, and we're going to be right back here after the break and getting going with the curtain call questions.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out teamavenuebaseball.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Welcome back to the Curtain Call Questions, Dirtbags. Again, this week, just great questions, and actually put us on a spot with a few of them, haven't they, Nolan? So let's start going with it, and thanks for putting us on the spot. Absolutely, that's all part of it. We love it, man. So if you are going to send in your Curtain Call questions, you can send them in to Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. I'll get them, and we'll either respond to you personally, or we'll throw them up here on a upcoming episode. So we're going to get going. Question one. 2 weeks ago, you said Joe Maddon would be the first manager fired. How do you feel now about that prediction?
First place in the West. Still early in the season. Still a lot of time for Mike Trout or Shohei Ohtani to get injured, and all of a sudden they're the number three team in the West. I don't know. I mean, I also said Rocco Baldelli was probably going to be one of the first ones fired too. So I'm still holding out hope that we're right on one of those predictions, but right now it's not looking so good.
Either one.
They got their teams doing good. I mean,
yeah, they got their teams doing well. And let's be honest, I mean, the White Sox there, I mean, look at the injuries they've sustained already. We talk about luck. Holy crow, you can't get any more unlucky, really. And it's impacted them. Houston Astros, they haven't caught their traction, right? They look like just an everyday team. Oakland almost looks better than them at certain times, right? Seattle's going to be there or whatever and stuff like that. So you're right. Right now, you obviously Joe Maddon's not going to get fired 1st of May like I had said, but you're right, Nolan. Let's just hit the pause button and maybe we'll review this question come June and we'll see where we are. So, hey, hopefully we're wrong on both of them. Because if we're wrong, then at least that means Byron Buxton's maybe going to the playoffs and Mike Trout and Shohei are going to the playoffs, right?
Hopefully. You can keep your fingers crossed because those are the guys you need to watch.
Absolutely. So here we go. Got another good one here. So what's your biggest surprise team so far?
Still the Colorado Rockies. We talked about it after week one. They're one of the few teams that have 10 wins already this year. They're looking like a legit team at home. You got CJ Cron leading the MLB for bombs and RBIs. I mean, he's right up there for slugging, OPS, average, the whole nine yards. Like, the guy's been carrying that stick right now. It's
ridiculous.
You still don't know what their pitching staff is going to be just because it is Colorado. But Colorado's done the right thing by re-signing their guys. They've already locked up three of their guys that took them to the last playoffs back in 19. I mean, it's one of those teams where by the end of the year, you don't know what to say. They could be the San Francisco Giants of a year ago, but I think that is wishful thinking so far this early in the season. But hey, keep doing what you're doing, Colorado.
So excited about it for baseball. I agree with you 100%. That's my surprise team too as well, Colorado. I love it. You got four, I know it's 3 weeks in, but you got four teams in the NL West that are right there. They're off to great starts. Arizona, unfortunately, is a nightmare down there. But for Buddy Black, hey, carry on and ride this. Ride this as long as you can, man. I love it. I absolutely love what Colorado's doing, and fingers crossed they can just sustain it as long as they can possibly sustain it. So on to the next one. How is it that all of the older pitchers look okay right now? Actually, better than okay. And the majority of the young pitchers that you would think are healthy and oxes and new and strong has struggled so far.
I just think that they know how to prepare themselves in the offseason, especially with the shorter spring training and everything like that. It's not like those veteran guys. They need a lot of time to get ramped up. I mean, you're looking at it. You got Clayton Kershaw. He's throwing 7 perfect innings. And then, obviously, he's just continuing that stretch run that he's had. Scherzer's still looking dominant. Adam Wainwright's been a little bit up and down. But, I mean, for the most part, he's still one of those great veteran pitchers.
Verlander,
yeah, obviously he's came back this year pretty good. Like, he had, what, 8 shutout innings there in his second start back, and, I mean, he's kept on rolling. Like, it's just one of those things where I think realistically just those veterans knew how to go about the shortened spring training because they didn't have to ramp themselves up as much. They already knew what their workouts were and when to start preparing in the offseason in order to be ready for April 1st as a start date. So that's kind of my only thought. But it was good, though. I don't know if anybody saw this or not, but this was a clip that you should watch. It was on Friday night on Apple TV. The Cardinals were playing the Reds. And Adam Wainwright, he got talking about Jordan Hicks. And Jordan Hicks is a guy that throws 100-plus miles an hour with nasty sinker. Adam Wainwright said that it was probably the best fastball that had ever been thrown, period. And then he's like, here's the issue. When your stuff starts to diminish, you need to learn how to pitch. You can't just be a thrower. Right now, he's still a thrower. He needs to learn how to pitch. I thought that was a hell of a quote. I mean, we talk about it all the time on our podcast. You need to actually be a pitcher. You can't be a thrower up on the mound. So I think that that's another huge thing that all the vets have, that those young kids don't. The young kids just get out there and they throw as hard as they can. Veterans know how to pitch.
I love that answer to a great question. Love it. Here's one that we just talked about a little bit. Does it look like the White Sox are in trouble with all the injuries they've sustained so far?
I still don't think this Central's that strong, so I think the White Sox could still go on a nice run. However, it definitely does not help them out right now. Like, you lose Eloy Jimenez for 6 to 8 with the hamstring. I mean, obviously, they've had other guys. Keiko just looks like a shell of his former self. Like, he can't get anything going on. Lance Lynn, you got to assume, is coming back soon. Giolito, I don't know what is up with him the past couple of years. He's just not been good. Cease, I mean, I predicted him to be an AL Cy Young guy. He's not headed so far. Like, I'm just saying the starting rotation in general, it's kind of what we thought was going to be a strong suit has not been a particular strong suit. And like you said, I mean, the injuries have just piled up for them. And it's one of those things where I don't know if you trade Craig Kimbrell knowing all the stuff that you've had, like in terms of injuries and everything like that, because he was still a good piece of the back end of the bullpen. But, well, I mean, heck, sure. Like A.J. Pollock, I mean, you gotta hope that he can be a guy for Chicago and fill in the meantime.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, it's almost like those starters have gone out and put so much pressure on themselves to carry the load for all the players that have gone, right? It's almost like they're trying to be perfect and throw extra innings than they're not capable of right now. But that's how quick it happens, Dirtbags. That's the reality of it, even in the major leagues. It doesn't matter. It's not just an amateur thing where it's a mental thing where you try to put too much on you and try to carry too much of that load. It happens, and I think you're seeing that right now with the White Sox, right? I'm almost getting fearful of, like you said, the Jimenez, the Roberts, a little bit. You know, when you see those guys going down on that injury and they're so big and framey, I hate to even say it, but I almost start going, oh, my God, it's not a Giancarlo Stanton type of thing where they're going to be playing, lucky to play 75 to 100 games a year, right? Because those are exciting guys. Those are two more of those young, exciting guys you want to see on the field. So fingers crossed they can get everybody healthy, get everybody rolling, and get back. But a great question to an answer that, you know what, we can't really give a real good foundation to. So, but hey, stay tuned, I guess, is the best way to say it. Here's a good one, Nolan, because I don't know what's happening, but this is the question. What's happening with the Texas Rangers?
That's a good question. Chris Young, obviously the general manager down there now, and Chris Woodward's the manager. I think they just bought into the youth movement a little bit too much and didn't get the right veterans surrounding those guys. I mean, obviously, like, I'm excluding Semien and Seager from that. Obviously, they went out, they spent the money, they got those guys. Cole Calhoun, I don't know if he's a veteran leader that necessarily was worth bringing in to play right field. Like, I get a former Gold Glove winner, but he hasn't really done too much the past few years. John Gray, unfortunately, that signing's just looked horrible out of the get-go because he's been on the IL now twice. The relievers, they haven't done anything down there in terms of what they have for a bullpen. Like, that needs to be addressed. Their starting rotation, I mean, Dane Dunning, he's not been the guy that they thought that they were going to get. It's just not looking great right now for Texas, especially since 2 years ago you opened up that brand new stadium. And I mean, it's been tough sledding so far.
Yeah, and I think it's that much worse just with Semien and Seager getting off the slow starts, right? It just compounds. And I think realistically, we all know the pitching staff's not there yet. They're not in that position. Yeah, Johnny Gray's a nice signing or whatever and that, but he's not a difference maker. You lose Kyle Gibson from a year ago or whatever that really, I mean, obviously his second half wasn't as good as his first half by drastic amounts. But it's, you know, yeah, it's a tough situation. And I think it's still going to be a tough situation even when Seager and Semien get settled in there and start putting numbers up like they're capable of doing. It's just going to be a long year for them. I really think it's going to be that way. So, great question. Great question.
So here's a question that both of us can answer. How does baseball in France compare to baseball in USA?
That's an excellent question for sure. Here's the simple truth. Baseball is baseball wherever you play it. So for me, one, yeah, they don't play enough of it over here and stuff like that. But even communicating with the players and organizations and that, they realize that themselves that they need to play more to get better. No question about it. So I mean, you're talking about age groups. You're probably, if you're 15U, let's say, or whatever, and that, you're probably playing maybe 13U over in the U.S. You could even be playing 12U. The passion is there. The seriousness of the game is there. It's just really getting that knowledge that I've seen so far. What are your thoughts, Nolan, based on when you were over here doing it?
Well, I compared it to basically lower level Division One, higher level Division Two, in terms of what I saw from like up at the actual Division One level, which is considered the professional level over there. Like, it was good. Don't get me wrong. It was good baseball. And you get guys that are throwing in the 90s and everything like that. And they had good, usually one good off speed. Every once in a while, you'd get a guy with about two or three good off speeds. And you're like, okay, yeah, like this guy played AA, AAA in some farm system for one of the organizations. And you're like, yeah, you can understand, okay, why this guy actually made it to professional baseball. But like you said, yeah, those lower levels, it's night and day compared to what it is over here, just because we're afforded the ability to watch baseball. I think that's what it comes down to at the end of the day, is those guys, they're 6 hours ahead. Most of the games are starting at 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, like I'm saying, the MLB games, where all of a sudden you realize, okay, well, over in France, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, those guys can't stay up and watch those games. And you're like, holy heck. Like, you guys are missing out on literally the importance of baseball. Yeah.
That's a great call. I mean, I know I struggle to stay up every night and watch it and stuff like that. So it is. Yeah, that's a very valid point. There's no question about it. So, and a great question. Again, like we said, you know what? Keep them coming into you. You know what? Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. And we'll get them on here and we'll get them answered on the curtain call part of the questions for sure. So we're going to be right back after the break.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And at this point, it's final thoughts. Nolan, what do you got for the week?
St. Louis Cardinals, Giovanni Gallegos, figure it out, man. Can't let the Mets come in and come back on a 2-0 in the ninth inning after you've shut them down. There's a lot of relief pitching that has blown a lot of games so far to start out the year. And I get it, it's easier said than done. But it's one inning, you're professional athletes, do your job.
Yeah, my final thought is right back to those Yankees fans and stuff like that. And it goes for all fans that get to that point, whether it's in the MLB, at the amateur level. There's just no place for it. There really isn't, man. We're so lucky to be a part of this game in any way, shape, or form as a player, a parent, a coach. It's just intolerable. So, and being a part of the Dirtbag Nation, man, if you see anybody, you're at an event like that, man, call those people out. Stand up and say, hey, you know what? This isn't the place. This isn't the forum to be doing that in. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to see it. I don't want it around my kids. I don't want it around my players. I don't want it around my teammates. And for me, that's a real, real letdown in this past week or whatever and that, because it's such a beautiful game and I love it so much. And I know that I get this great opportunity to be a part of it, whether it's coaching, whether it's part of the podcast here and talking with all of you around the world, in the Armed Forces Network, wherever you're listening from. And it's just, I hate that part of it. So I want it to be clear and known. So that's my final thoughts. But anyways, Dirtbags, thanks for listening. Like I said earlier, if you're looking for Dirtbag swag, make sure you go to www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We've got it all there online for you. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And check out our sponsors at Team Avenue Baseball and Your Credit Pulse. So, great episode. And you know what time it is. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Thanks for listening. Once again, Dirtbags, stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.